Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. It is live from Studio J. It is just a few seconds before 5 o'clock, but hey, close enough. And you know what that means? It's time for a live performance. And in the studio right now, we have the band Audrey Byrne. Can you hear me, folks?
Sure can.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming down.
It's great to be here.
Thanks for braving all the hysteria and all that. So if you can't see them right now, but they have hazmat suits on and masks, and they're ready to play right now.
I can't hear you back here in mine.
Ah, the drummer cannot hear. Huh?
Uh-oh.
That's okay. The drummer's always kept in the dark. You know that. Can you hear us now?
Uh-oh.
Well, as long as you can hear yourselves play, we'll work on that, I guess. But why don't we start out with something? What do you have for us now? Don't be comfortable?
Don't get comfortable.
Get comfortable. Okay.
Thank you.
Live from Studio J with Audrey Byrne. All right. Is that a warning to a lover there?
That's a warning to all.
No, I don't know what that one's about. Just don't get comfortable. Don't ever get comfortable.
Yeah.
Never.
Most people don't when they play on my show. I hate to warn you there, but like to keep people on their toes, and they do the same for me. That's what makes it fun. All right, so if you don't mind, hopefully this will work here. Go around the room, introduce yourselves, your name, what you do as part of the band, and all that good stuff.
Okay. I'll start. I am Lilith Gates, and I'm lead vocalist.
My name is Race Ripple, and I play guitar.
I'm Piper, and I play bass.
I'm Cal, and I play drums.
All right, and I've already asked this, but for our listeners, how long have you folks been doing this?
Oh, since 2016, actually. Yeah. Lilith and I started the band together. It was originally going to be a guitar and a drum machine, but I couldn't figure out how to work the drum machine, so then we decided to be a live band.
And I've known Piper for a very long time. We've been friends, like, since she was about 14, I think. She was still in high school.
That was, what, 2 years ago?
No.
No, longer than that.
Longer than that, my friend.
Oh, okay. I'm sure you still get carded, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't buy anything without pulling a bunch of ID out, right?
I'm going to see how long I can keep that going.
Hey, enjoy it while you can.
We're goths. We don't go outside.
Ah,
just keep getting carded forever.
Skin. We don't go outdoors.
It keeps the skin perfect, doesn't
yes.
it? It gives that nice youthful glow. All right, so where was I at now? Anyway, okay, so 4 years, so it looks like things are going well. You got anything new coming out soon? Are you working on any new material? Or
yes, we have a new album coming out this April. It's called Audrey Byrne. It's our self-titled album, and you're going to be hearing songs from our debut album that's going to be coming out.
Okay. Is that in addition to what am I trying to say? Because you gave me the EP to play on the radio.
Yeah.
So that's not going to...
That's our first EP.
So mm-hmm. It's going to be something besides that. Is this going to be a full length coming up? Or?
Yep, it's nine songs.
Oh, okay.
35 minutes. We re-recorded two tracks from the EP, mm-hmm. all new versions for the album.
Okay, so you're not cheating and just throwing a couple things you've already done on.
Well, we did, but they're different and they're better.
Well, no, but I mean,
they're different, yeah.
Yeah, but I've seen people do that. They don't even bother with that. They just say, we'll put them on there. You know. But okay, is that going to be available just on CD, or is it going to be anything, any plans to do vinyl? Or
There are plans, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our plans to do vinyl. We are going, I believe there was going to be a digital.
Yeah, we're dropping it digitally
March 24th.
Yep. March 24th.
Actually, that's on your birthday, right?
Piper's birthday. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
March 24th.
Okay. And you were just telling me earlier, of course, before the show started, you just got a video out, huh?
We just dropped a cover of the B-52's song, Give Me Back My Man. It's live on streaming.
You can go on YouTube and check it out?
Yeah, it should be there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's on our Facebook page.
It's on Spotify right now.
And Spotify, yes.
I haven't seen it yet, so did you folks dress up for that? Or
no, it's just a song.
Yeah.
Just a cover. We did, I think you're thinking that we did film a music video. It's being edited right now.
Yeah.
So it's not quite ready, but it will be pretty soon.
So you got to go all out for that, don't you?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Part of it was filmed in my basement.
Hey, it doesn't matter wherever, but it's the costumes and
we
the people.
We did go all out, though.
Yeah, we did.
That had to be a lot of fun. I look forward to seeing that. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and forgive me again. What is the name of the new one that's coming up, the full length?
It's just self-titled.
Oh, okay,
yep,
self-titled.
Audrey Byrne.
All right. Yeah, you'll have to excuse me. I went to a lot of concerts in the 70s and 80s, so use your imagination. You know? It catches up with you eventually. All right, let's do another one. What do we have now?
This one's called Witch Rider, and it's actually off our first EP.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the ones that we kept off Knife Point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played it on the air before.
Oh, thank you, yes.
Very good track. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. you, terrify you. I know what keeps you up at night. You can hear me, I know you feel me, circling behind your eyes. I know why you check behind you, cross yourself before you cry. You're still hiding from the day I'll break you open and feed you a sin time. Shaking at you through the broken. I didn't let you bleed me dry. Almost let you take me under. Empty spaces in your life lie. That you call yourself a martyr, but you deserve the sacrifice. And the morning is encroaching, and we'll find you gouging out your eyes, shaking at you through the terror. Why do you keep looking?
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Audrey Byrne. All right. So what are your influences? What got you to play this kind of music, this band here? Start with you, Lilith.
Oh, with me? Okay. Well, I've been doing music for quite a while. I was in a band previously. Mm-hmm. It was called Arcana, and it was later renamed Mercury Cross. I was in that band with my brothers for a long time, like 8 years.
Really?
And so, yes, we played out quite a bit. We opened for Foxy Shazam, and we were hoping to kind of...
God, I remember them. Foxy,
do you remember?
Shazam.
Yes. Actually, Foxy Shazam is coming back.
Are they? Really?
Yes. And so it's really cool to see that. I'm happy about that. But yeah, so we've been... I've been doing lead vocals for a long time, mm-hmm. really. And Race and I, you know, we never really jammed together. We were always in different bands. And then one day, my other band kind of dissipated, and we decided to hook up and start jamming together. And I brought on Piper, yep. my awesome friend that I've known forever. And she writes the lyrics. She's the one behind that. So
she
we have a lot of fun.
She's definitely the boss behind the lyrics.
She is. But we write together the vocals. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
Yeah. So and we got Cal.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Cal. Yeah. Forgot about
Cal's
him.
Cal's amazing. No, we're so thankful to have Cal.
I've been here for like 2 years now.
Yeah.
A little over 2 years.
In the studio? I didn't notice you being there.
With us.
I'm behind the wall.
Oh, okay.
He's behind a wall.
Behind a sneeze guard.
Sneeze guard.
In quarantine.
I'm surprised all of us aren't behind one right now. It's crazy. You know, they're shutting everything down, closing everything up, canceling everything. It's
mm-hmm.
it's nuts, man. Mm-hmm. I don't think I remember anything like this in my entire life, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, hopefully we'll still be able to wake up tomorrow morning and actually live.
Right.
And I don't mean like live as in like being alive, but actually be able to do things.
Experience life.
Yeah. You know? Everything's been canceled. Life has been canceled. Stay in bed. Don't go anywhere. Wait to receive further instructions. And that's from the POTUS. Okay. All right. So, but what I was trying to get at, Lilith, who did you listen to? How did you get to start singing? What made you go, man, I want to do that?
I've always been singing ever since I was a little girl.
Yeah.
And
anything that come on the radio or wherever it came from?
Well, you know, I'm very inspired by Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac,
okay.
Susie and the Banshees, Pat Benatar, because she was classically trained and switched over to rock, and that's kind of where I come from, mm-hmm. too. Because I was always in choir and things like that, voice lessons growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people don't realize, I mean, do rock and roll and do it right, by the way. you almost have to be classically trained, because to be able to belt it out like that and not only sound good, but not wreck your voice after just a couple of years.
It's really easy to wreck your voice.
Mm-hmm.
I learned it the hard way myself. I recovered from a vocal nodule. I didn't sing for like 4 months, but that was previously, not in this band, but
yeah, but
I'm smarter about it now.
That had to be a little scary for a moment there.
Oh, it was horrifying, yeah.
It's like, my career is over with, no.
This is like the thing that I do, so I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but it's happened to the best. I mean, even
definitely.
Famous people, like I remember when the lead singer of the Scorpions, they actually broke up for a while because he just couldn't do it.
It's serious stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So it can happen to anybody.
It's hard to come back from, too.
I'll take your word for it, but I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
All right. And I know we talked about this before, but in case somebody wasn't there the last time, Race?
Oh, definitely. I would have to say that the Cult, Susie and the Banshees for me, lots of rockabilly influences, surf influences in there. A good mix of stuff from the past to now, you know,
mm-hmm.
Lots of different guitar heroes. Obviously, Ace Frehley, because I have a Thunderbolt strap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of my big guitar heroes.
Oh, wow.
Don't tell the rockabillies that.
Right?
Yeah, don't tell the rockabillies that. But you got a nice guitar there. I was eyeing that Gretsch you have in your
Oh,
hands.
Yeah, yeah. That definitely comes from, like, you know, Bow Wow Wow and the Cult and stuff, just having a big white Gretsch. Just very intimidating on stage, you know.
Oh, so instead of a big pickup truck with giant wheels, you had that.
Yes,
pretty much.
That's the thing.
What about you, Piper?
I don't know. I mean, I taught myself bass for this band,
mm-hmm.
Kind of playing along to Joy Division a lot, and like PJ Harvey or the Pixies, just stuff that's really like simple but effective, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What about the lyrics? Where does that come from, or is that just something separate all by itself?
I just read a lot, and
we get together and kind of just, yeah. Piper and I write the lyrics together. We have a lot of fun doing it, too.
It's an outlet.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of like a cathartic thing. We get together and we write.
Okay.
And we've been doing that together for a long time.
Neither of us are as vindictive as some of these songs are, because it all goes into this.
I was going to ask, so is this real personal stuff, or is it just something that comes out of you?
It draws from personal experience, sometimes. Definitely.
Mm, okay, but not specifics. You know, like,
yeah. After a while, I just forget what I was mad about.
Yeah, we're like, damn, we were mad when we wrote this song.
Well, I guess then music has done its job, though. It should do that kind of thing. It should make you feel better or forget.
Mm-hmm.
And it's far cheaper and more healthy than, drugs and alcohol. So,
mm-hmm.
What about you, Cal?
So I'm kind of a weird one out, because I'm a metal fan by trade. I like death metal. I like grindcore. So a lot of my like specific drum influences come from that a lot. So like Naveen Copperweiss out of Entheos, Alex Rubinger, he's in a bunch of tech death groups. But when it comes to stuff like this, it's kind of just like an amalgamation of what I do there, kind of in a different setting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really fun to just like take stuff that I like that's really out there and kind of condense it a little bit, but still keep it in there.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of nice. You get to slow it down a bit and you can actually concentrate on it more.
Mm-hmm. You get a lot more focus on like pocket and your consistency with stuff, which is super cool.
Yeah, as opposed to, okay, I got to do this as quick as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And impress. There's only one kick. Yeah. That's a very simple setup you have there, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it does the job. That's
yep.
great. You know what you're doing, especially when you get older. You don't want to be hauling all that stuff back and forth all day. I noticed that. You know, unless you're Neil Peart, I mean, rest his soul. I mean, he had probably a crew of 20 people that brought his in and out.
But. Those old prog rock drummers are nuts. I don't know how they do it.
Well, again, they have a crew helping them with it. They don't do it by themselves. Mm. Otherwise, they would have quit a long time ago. All right. We should get back to the music. Yeah, let's do that. From Studio J with Audrey Byrne. Okay, so I take it that one was Pearls? Is that what it was called?
Pearls and Vinegar.
Pearls and Vinegar. I'm going to make sure I change that. Yeah, okay. So what is that song about? Anything in particular? you know.
Getting fed up.
Yeah.
Just real fed up.
Getting fed up, yeah.
Was there a story about Cleopatra?
Oh, yeah. She. That doesn't really have anything to do with the song. I just thought
this
it was a cool title.
That's where the name came from, though. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if this is true, if it's just a legend, but she would dissolve pearls in vinegar and drink it as like a beauty tonic.
Cleopatra.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. The funky things they did back then, you know. Okay. All right. So, yeah, if you could tell me the names of the songs before you play them, I'd greatly appreciate it. Because what I do is I enter it in the computer so our listeners can see it online and say, oh, that's the song that they're listening to right now. So I'm sure they want to know that. So. All right. So what do you have for us next?
Next, we're going to play Ticket Out.
Ticket Out.
Yes, this one's going to be on our debut.
The full length.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On our full length.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Audrey Byrne, live in the house, wearing their gas mask and avoiding the coronavirus, but still managing to pull off a lovely performance.
Thank you.
All right. So that's going to be on the new one coming up, self-titled full-lengther, and you said that was sometime in next month?
Yep, sometime next month.
All right. Exact date to be announced. So we could probably just go on Facebook and get the latest on that. Would that be the best place?
Well, I think we're going to drop it digitally on the 24th of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have our album release.
Yep, album release April 11th. At BMO's Bar in Bay City.
BMO's.
Bay City. Oh, it's a pretty town. Okay. Yeah. Not too far from here. Worth a drive.
I would say so. That place is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I love playing there.
I've heard of the place.
Yeah, we love it there.
I just haven't made it down there yet, but I know they do a lot of cool shows there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What would you compare that to if you had to compare it to something around here? Do you know? Or?
Maybe Trixie's in Hamtramck. It's kind of cozy. It's a neighborhood bar. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good.
There's a lot of good music at BMO's.
Variety,
actually, too.
It's really funny because April 17th, we're going to be playing at Trixie's.
We have to talk about that, too. So
yeah.
April 17th, what day is that? I forget. Day of the week, that is.
I hope it's a Saturday.
I think it's a Saturday.
Yeah, I hope it's a Saturday.
Right.
Let's see. I think the 19th.
Friday or Saturday?
The 19th is a Sunday, so yeah, it's a Friday.
Oh, it's Friday. Okay, yes. That's good, too.
See?
That's good, too.
Aren't you glad you talked to me?
We'll be playing at that night at Trixie's. We'll be playing at 11 o'clock, and we'll have our music available there. Also, Dial M and Sisterhood will be joining us at that show.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sisterhood, so... Ah, double duty.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to be probably playing guitar just for one song for that version, because it's going to be a different lineup for Sisterhood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you'll still be hanging out with your bandmates.
We'll have a good time. I always like Trixie's. It's a cool little haunt.
Yeah.
We had a good time last time we were there, for sure.
Greg Aubrey's a great sound person.
Yes.
He normally does the sound there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I request him specially.
Yeah, it's Greg or else.
That's right. It's Greg or nothing. It's kind of like Nerf.
Okay. So that'll be a great show. That's Friday, April 17th at Trixie's. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then if you can make it up to Bay City, BMO's on the 11th, huh? Is that your official release party then?
That would be correct.
Oh, okay. So if you want to be a part of that, you got to drive up there. But fortunately, it's that time of year. It shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too bad.
But
hopefully.
I mean, our downstate release is going to be at Trixie's, so you can grab a CD there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no excuse. One or the other.
Yeah, one or the other. You can go to one of those.
Or both.
Yeah.
There you go. If you're a rock and roll warrior, then you can do both. Hey, where's the third one? Come on. Is that all you got? No. All right. So why don't we do another one? What we have now?
Sure. This next song is called Colossus.
Of the colossus, the arms that span the blue.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Audrey Byrne. All right, moving along there. Okay. I was going to ask you something, and then I'm drawing a blank again. It's one of them days, folks.
Oh, gosh, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's all right. tomorrow's Friday the 13th, and there's a full moon.
Maybe that's Ooh. It.
Full moon was on Monday.
It was?
Well, yeah, but it's the same week.
Yeah, exactly.
You're close.
Close enough.
All right. Full moon was Monday. It looks but full. Friday the 13th is coming up.
It was a special moon Monday, wasn't it?
It was a super moon,
the super worm moon.
The super worm moon
worm
in Virgo.
Moon. Wow. Mm-hmm. What is? You'll know. What is that?
Honestly, I don't know.
Well,
but,
it's the beginning of the spring.
It looks
it's
like
the worm
a big
moon.
Worm.
That's because of
all the
spring
worms
coming
come out?
And the worm. Supposedly, yes, it's because you can see the worm castings. That's why they call it that. But yeah, it was a super full moon in Virgo. The worm moon.
The worm moon.
I think I avoided waiting till the last minute. I think my Friday the 13th already kicked in this morning. I got outside the door today on my front porch and realized I'd left my keys and my wallet in the house.
Oh, no.
So fortunately, I had a friend that gave me a ride to the station and set me up. I don't have to get back in till afterwards, but that's how my day began. How about yours?
Well, I had to work this morning and everyone was in an awful mood.
Oh, okay. Why, though?
Oh, that's just because I like to roll in when I like to roll in.
You're that rock star, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You still got sleepies in your eyes. You're still trying to get your hair, you know, straightened out. Oh, wait a minute. You don't have to do that anymore.
No, I don't.
He doesn't have to do that anymore.
That's nice, isn't it?
Oh, it's very nice.
I took the whole day off work, so.
Hey, I'm glad I could give you a good excuse to do that.
Definitely. They think I'm at an appointment, but I'm
you
here.
Are.
Well, you
I am.
Did.
This is an appointment, right?
You had an appointment at 3:30 today.
Yes.
Yes, you weren't lying. You know, you just didn't specify what kind.
I didn't, and that's the trick.
Yes, selective lying. I love it. All right, so let's see. How many more do you think you have?
Three.
Oh, yeah, we got about three more in us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're gonna have to stretch it out a bit. We'll figure out something. So.
Oh, absolutely. We'll figure.
Or you could just do a cover of Freebird and finish off the afternoon that way.
I don't know.
I don't have that one in my back pocket, sorry.
I can only play that one in Guitar Hero 2. I don't know what I'm going to do back here.
Oh, well, see, musicians like that know what they're doing. If they have to get a few more minutes in, they don't know what song to play, let's just play something like that, and they just go on and on and on.
Well, there's a lot of interesting things that Jackie has. Jackie is a witch. Lilith is a witch. Wearing a rune on your neck, right?
Oops, out the broom closet. No, I'm just kidding. I'm already out the broom closet, so it's okay. But yes.
You left that one at home, huh? So is that that influence your songwriting, your music?
Oh, I would say so. It definitely influences my performance, at least. Mm-hmm. I've been a practicing witch for a very long time, about 10 years now.
Okay.
And I'm an elder in the Shadow Moon Coven of Midland.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I assume you're talking along the lines of Wiccan?
I would not be classified as Wiccan. I'm a traditional witch, but as an umbrella term, we would say paganism.
School me on that. What would be the difference, Wiccan and...
Oh, okay. Well, Wiccan was mostly, like, established by Gerald Gardner, and it has, like, a very ceremonial, strict set of rules. A traditional witch is an eclectic witch that draws from many different traditions and kind of forms their own.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's still what we would, you know, I'm an outsider, so I'm asking questions because I don't know. It would still be considered like white magic or white practicing?
I would be considered kind of, well, I would actually not be considered that side of the board. I would be kind of more in the middle, but I believe it's important to know both sides of things. So I study a lot of different craft. Mostly traditional stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the middle. So there's a category like that? Is it like politics?
No, I just don't label myself or limit myself to like a singular path.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You go with what works. If you like it, you
do
it. If
yes.
you don't, then you don't, huh?
Yeah. You know, I've studied a lot of like American hoodoo and Eastern European craft, and I'm starting to learn a little bit of like the Norse ways and things like that. So I kind of just mm-hmm. form my own, and I also help educate, I help teach in my coven, so.
Okay.
Yeah, just kind of been involved in the community. And I would say it definitely kind of influences some of our music. Like a song we're going to play later is called Mother of Tears, and it's about dedicated to the Santa Muerte.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
So she influences me a lot personally. But Piper and I got together and we're like, why don't we write this song? Mm. You know, and it kind of just came out like that, really.
Okay.
So it became almost like a, for me, when I sing it, it's like a devotion to her. So for me, it means a lot.
Now, I see some of the stuff that you're wearing and all that. Is that something? No, I'm she
it's
says,
okay.
Oh, boy, he's going to ask me that.
No, it's okay. I don't mind.
Do you sell any of that stuff? Do you?
No, I do not. I make jewelry, and actually we sell some jewelry that I have blessed at the Audrey Murn shows.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Little bits
and we have
and bobs
some other things
sometimes.
Yeah, that we sell. We do sell a little bit of witchy stuff
it's
at our shows.
It's just for fun, really.
It's more for fun. But
yeah.
We like
yeah.
crafting.
We like crafting together, so we decided we would make some witchcrafts and sell them along with our normal merch, and it's actually gone over pretty okay, so okay. We might keep doing it.
Everybody likes jewelry.
But yeah, we make jewelry, and we make different blessed oils and things like that. We kind of sell two different ones at our set.
Well, it makes me think of a band that I know that most of the members have been on my show separately, but they go under the name Sold Only as Curio.
Curio, interesting. I like the name.
Yeah, well, I guess where the name came from is there's certain states that are so that's so taboo that they have to label the stuff that they sell as sold only as curio. Oh.
Yes, they do.
Kind of like you do. Kind of like you call it a head shop instead of
exactly
paraphernalia.
Yeah. No, it's true. Like a lot of things, like curios are usually from like animals and things like that. Hmm. Different, like an alligator foot or something. That's a curio.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's still the term, I guess, means, you know, you can't say what it's really about because people will...
Right. You sell it as a novelty item, but really it's a witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Curio.
Yep.
It's cool.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Why don't we play another one? What do you have for us now?
Sure. This one's actually off Knife Point, our first EP.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an older one. It's called V.
Just simply V?
Just V.
Okay.
Thank you.
Always like to let everybody hear the final feedback, no matter how long it lasts.
Oh, thank you.
I'm old school when it comes to rock and roll.
We like feedback in here.
Yeah, we do.
We use it.
It's good stuff.
All right. Live from Studio J with Audrey Byrne. Been playing some tunes for us. Some of them from their upcoming self-titled release that's coming out next month.
Mm-hmm.
So you said the 24th, that's when it gets...
Yeah, we're dropping it digitally on the 24th.
So all the usual suspects as far as where to get it.
Yep, all the channels.
Yeah. Spotify, Rewrite.
What we got? Spotify,
YouTube,
Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely.
Apple Music.
Bandcamp's
Apple
my favorite of the bunch, actually.
Yeah.
We like Bandcamp a lot
we
as
do.
Well.
That one is the most friendly to the artist.
We keep the most money from that one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That one's the most artist-friendly, I think, too.
That's not a greedy corporation, you have to admit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there should be more like that, definitely.
Bandcamp is for the people.
Yes.
Indeed.
All right. So it looks like we got time for a couple more. You sure just two more, or can you squeeze in three?
I think we got two more, but you can definitely find more on the internet. You can find more songs on the internet, on YouTube, on Facebook, and all of that.
Yeah, but we're just making sure we get up to 6 o'clock. But,
12 minutes left.
12 minutes left.
No, no.
Okay.
Yeah. No problem.
That last one's pretty long, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, if you think you got it, then I'll trust you.
Okay.
Of course, I've regretted that before, but that's okay. We're here to have a good time. All right, so what do we have next?
This one is called Mother of Tears. This is the one that I was talking about earlier.
Influenced by the
Santa Muerte.
Okay, Santa Muerte. Tell me a little bit more about that real quick before we get started.
Sure, definitely. Santa Muerte is like... what most people know her as is a Mexican folk saint, but she is actually linked way back to an Aztec goddess of death. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of like survived the test of time and has kind of come a long way, I guess. And I started working with her, and Piper and I actually just kind of started getting into a vibe together. We were just writing, sitting down, and we started talking about the Santa Muerte.
I think the basic concept of this was death is feminine, because death is usually portrayed as male.
Yeah, and Santa Muerte is a female.
Hmm.
So we're like, and, what is that?
Yeah, so we were kind of exploring like death as a feminine concept at that time, and we talk a lot about that kind of stuff
it's
together.
Like you go back to the earth, you go back to some mother.
Earth, yeah.
Ah.
From
where you came from.
Yes.
Okay, that makes
birth
sense.
Birth and death.
Yeah.
So Santa Muerte is basically a death goddess.
That makes sense. Okay.
And you worship her to live your life to the fullest, and she accepts everyone. That's why, you know, you'll hear about the cult of Santa Muerte. There's, like, criminals and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
She accepts anyone, no matter who you are.
Yeah.
And that's why she's kind of become popular over the years.
Okay.
But yeah, so we were kind of exploring that, and Mother of Tears happened.
Yeah, we wrote this about maybe 2 months before my grandmother died, and I don't know if it was something subconscious.
There was something there, that's for sure.
Something was in the air.
Yeah, when I wrote the music, it was kind of just like, we started off doing this, and we're like, well, what are we going to do with it? And then they came up with something just really great, and we just kept it.
Hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Magic happens.
Definitely.
Cool. All right, so Mother of Tears, Audrey Byrne. Like that one a lot.
Thank you.
That's my favorite so far.
It's our hit single.
That's my favorite one to play.
Oh. Okay. Don't let it go to your head. I know I told you I like feedback, but
that was intentional. Not.
That amp is older than all of us.
Yes,
by quite a bit.
My guitar was built in 2013, and that amp was built in 1983.
Oh wow, 83.
Yeah. Okay. The Roland JC-120.
All right. Well, Lilith, Race, Piper, Cal, thank you so much for coming down and playing for us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was a blast.
Thank you.
So I think we have one more, and that should be perfect to take us to the 6 o'clock hour.
That's right. It worked out great, huh?
All right. Great when things work out that way.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we going to finish things off with then?
We are going to play Cities, Proximities as our last song.
That's a mouthful. All right. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Audrey Byrne.
Thank you. Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College.
This is WHFR Dearborn. Listener supported.
Non-commercial radio.